Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Leo?
Yes, this.
Hey, Leo, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
Oh, it's going.
Awesome. I'm glad. Staying busy, huh?
Trying to.
Yeah. Well, okay. I agree with that one as well. I know you were speaking with James, my mapping coordinator. Did you have any questions on how the service worked for you or anything like that on the first page placements of Google?
No, I'm actually trying to use another company who says they're going to do the exact same thing.
One more time there. You kind of broke up a little bit.
I'm going 2 months with no results from another company. It's supposed to be doing the same thing.
Oh, okay, gotcha. You're with another company, and it's been 2 months that you've been with them.
Yes.
Okay. Are you in a contract with them, or are you just taking a month to month?
It's a month to month.
Okay. And, I mean, are you seeing results that with these guys, or?
No, I'm actually to the point where at the end of this month, which would be
tomorrow,
20th.
Tomorrow, because today's the 30th.
I believe it's the 20th. I'd have to double check, but it's more towards the middle of the month. When it comes to that point, I'm canceling the service because I'm not seeing any results of that promise.
Gotcha. And who are you doing this with? Because it is about, you know, working with the right company on the internet to make sure that you get the quality service you paying for.
Right. It's PageHub.
Okay. It's Page. Oh, wow. We just had a guy sign up from PageHub just 2 seconds ago. He came over from PageHub because he was unhappy as well. My colleague just did that. What are they doing for you? Are they doing just the Google Business Profile? They're supposed to build your website. Are they doing Facebook campaigns?
No Facebook campaign, but the other stuff, yes.
Okay. And you said your website is down though, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. That's very frustrating. We can help you there. It's up to you. What we like to do is a paired service, though, for you. Do you have a Facebook for Leo's Carpet Doctor?
I do.
Okay. What we do is a paired service. So not only do we get you onto the first page of Google for the services you provide, so that way when people do search, they do find you, but we do what's called a retargeting campaign. So now anybody that searches on Google, and let's say they don't necessarily buy, but they, you know, life gets in the way, they have to pick up their kids from school, something like that, and they're looking for your services, we put Leo's Carpet Doctor in front of them on their Facebook feed. And now they can see you on both platforms, and they can just click to call you directly on two of the biggest platforms that the internet has to offer. We don't charge you per lead, per job, anything like that. And then we can also build you a website. Now that website can be built out and it can be done within 7 to 14 days. We will have you revise it so that way it is something that, hey, I do like it. If you ever want to change it or add to it or anything like that, you could. We don't charge you extra for stuff like that either. That all just fits into the month-to-month pricing. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Also, too, we make sure that you're being seen on Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple. Those are just the popular directory submissions we do because we want to make sure if you do have people that search off of Google where there is a small percentage, we do want to make sure that you can still acquire those customers as well, just as much as being on that first page placements of Google as well. Okay. And that all makes sense, right?
It does make sense.
Okay. Now, we do what's called a tracking system for you. It's custom made, so you're actually able to see how you're being listed on Google, location of searches, how well people are coming through your Google Business Profile, the ranking of it. You'll also be able to access your website through there if you want us to build you one. That's no additional cost to you. And then you'll also be able to see the tracking of the Facebook campaign. So we put that all in one area. So that way, month to month, you can see how well we are performing for you. at any point, if you feel that you're not getting the premium service, we don't charge you for a penalty for canceling or pausing the service. We do ask if you were to ever do that, that you would just give us at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due, so that way you don't get charged for the next month of service. And that's really how we work here. We're really looking to build a long-term relationship with you. And I think that comes with getting you results month in and month out and making sure that you're with the right company and saying, hey, I do like this company and I want to stay with them month to month, but also to making sure that you keep our feet to the fire. So that way, you know, at the end of the month, we want to make sure that you're getting the results you're looking for and also paying for at that rate, right? For the month to month here, it is set just at a flat rate. My colleague James, he did put what's called a new in business credit for you. Okay, so what that means is a reduced rate from our original pricing. Typically, if you were to go on local/.com and you were to go to our webpage, you would see that something like this does run around $599 month to month with the $299 setup fee. What I can do for you today is I can bring you on board for just $249 month to month, give you that $350 discount there so that way you don't have to pay the higher premium. And then I can waive that setup fee all the way down to just $99. So the first month would be $348, and then it would go $249 month to month after that, no contracts. Okay. Now with the $249, we do allocate $100 of that to your Facebook retargeting campaign. So you do not have to have another ad budget for that. We take care of that for you. So you would just always budget for the $249 month in, month out for us to populate you in front of your customers and you to just go out and do the jobs at that point when your phone rings for your customers to call you. Okay?
Sounds just like Paycheck Guy.
What was that?
It sounds just like the Paycheck Guy I talked to.
It sounds just like the page, what PageHub is doing for you?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, you just said they're not doing Facebook. Yeah. So what happens is if they're doing the SEO services, Google is like a snail, right? So you're putting a snail in a race. That takes a while. For us, it takes around 30 to 45 days to get you to the first page. Not to say you're not going to receive jobs, but that's why we do run those Facebook ads, because Facebook is a lot quicker. We can get you in front of your customers within 7 to 14 days, and we can target specific cities and zip codes within your 15-mile radius. Or we can just target 15-mile radius in a whole, right? And that's what a lot of people don't do, because if your customers get off of Google and they just like I said, they forget about it and they don't research it, well, then they forget about it. Attention span nowadays is very small for us humans. I think it's down to like 7 seconds now. So what we do is we make sure that we remind them with putting your business back in front of them on a different platform. And that's when you're really going to see our customers usually around 10 to 15% come from their Facebook retargeting campaigns. Most of their customers do come from the Google listing itself, but that's because they're ranked on that first page at that time of people searching for them. So it seems like we're adding a service where PageHub is just charging you for a website and for the first page placements, where PageHub doesn't have your website up and running within 2 months. So that's still under construction. And then also, too, they're not doing Facebook retargeting campaigns. So you're just really up on the first page of Google, where it's great, but at the same time, you're not going to be able to follow anybody to another area. Do you know where you're ranking right now on Google?
No, I do not.
Okay. Let's see. And you do like upholstery cleaning, carpet cleaning, stuff like that, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. see here. That's weird. Every time I just type it in, it's just pulling up your business profile itself. It's not giving me an actual map. So, I mean, you have a listing here. You just, you know, just don't have your website up and running, and then you don't have that Facebook page going out as well. Let me see. Are you just servicing the Holistine area, or are you going into Sauk City?
I go up to 50 miles out.
Oh, you go up to 50 miles out. Okay. For some reason, it said 15, so I apologize there. So you go 50
That's
miles.
Right.
So you're going to all the way to Des Moines, is that correct?
Yeah, Des Moines is a little further than 50.
Okay, so you're going to Fort Dodge. That's about 50?
No, Fort Dodge is right around 60.
Okay.
65.
60, 65. So right on the bubble there. But so you kind of stay within the maze, the Mars areas. Okay, let me see here. Let me get an accurate reading for you. Be able to do that. Iowa, are you a Hawks fan?
No, actually, I was born and raised in California.
Oh, were you really? What part?
I was born in Concord, but
okay.
I lived in like 29 Palms most of my life.
Okay, okay. I've seen here, born and raised in California in like L.A. County, Orange County area. We're actually based out of California in Orange County.
I'll go back to visit, but I won't ever live there again.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Okay, so just I just typed in the area for, let's see here. Oh man, did I get that wrong? Is it, how do you pronounce it? The Sauk City? Is that how you say it? I mean, obviously, you know I'm not from there. Sauk
City.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you have Chemical Dry, you have OxyFresh, Ultra Carpet, you have Harsted, you have Carpet Dem, you have Nacho Carpet and Upholstery, that's hilarious. Heaven's Best Carpet Cleaning, like you have all these carpet cleaners right here in the major city here. You're not too far out of there. So these are the customers that, I mean not the customers, but these are the businesses that are soaking up those clients in those areas, right? That's where we would like to place you, and that's where we can be able to compete with these businesses so that way you can get those jobs instead of them soaking it up. Now, I don't know what these other guys are doing with PageHub, right? You're with PageHub, is that correct?
Correct.
I don't know what they're really doing. I can't speak on what they're doing. I just know how we work. We're a premier Google Channel partner. We've been doing this for 19 years. We've helped over 10,000 companies over our 19 years in business get on Google and in front of their customers on that first page of Google. Now, what we do is we don't lock you in contracts. I know you're on a month-to-month as well, but we like to earn your business, and that's why we do it at a reduced rate, one. But then also, too, we have a tracking system to make sure that, you know, you're up on that front page and that you're receiving the clients that you need to receive at that point. Now, for us, we only work with one company per industry per area. Reason being is because there's only a handful of spots on that first page. You would know that there's a lot of carpet companies out there. I can't work with all the carpet companies in the area and tell you I can get to the first page because, one, it's a conflict of interest to you, right, because you're paying for us to get to that first page. And then, two, it's just unethical, right? So we actually
right.
close those positions out. So that way you never share that position with anybody at the same time. You're not going to share your customers because it's just going to be a direct-to-call service to you at that point. What I can do is I can bring you on board today for the $249 month to month. There is, like I said, a one-time setup fee for $99, so it would be $348 today. If you want, you can go ahead and do what you need to do with PageHub in the service there, and then I can secure your listing here send you an invoice so that way you have that tax write-off at the end of the year. And then, excuse me, sorry about that. And then I can book an onboarding call with you and my tech team. Now, you are going to work hand-in-hand with my tech team. And when I mean work hand-in-hand, I don't mean like they're just going to teach you to do this stuff. I mean, we're going to do it for you, but they're going to call you and they're going to verify and make sure that we have everything correct for you so that way you do receive the results you're paying for. Okay?
Sure.
Okay. Now, with this being an exclusive listing, Leo, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of it. That way we can get you on that first page placement so that way you can start to receive calls and get your Facebook up and running in front of your customers, right?
Correct.
Okay. Are you still operating out of the 112 South Lena Street, or is it Lena? Okay. And that's Holliston, Iowa, 51025?
51025 is correct.
Okay. Now, question here. For the number that you have, I have a 712-369-0282. Is that your phone number that customers can get in contact with you, or is that a tracking phone number?
No, it's the phone number for... They can get a hold of me directly.
Okay. Do you want to put a tracking phone number on there? And it doesn't do anything but benefit you, and it's up to you as well. So what that means, the calls still directly go to your phone. The only thing that it does is that it allows you to track where that call is coming from. So now we're going to be able to gauge where those hotspots are of, you know, certain areas where carpet cleaning is popping off, and we can double down in that area, right? Also, too, you're going to be able to track those phone calls so you can see what type of customers are calling you, and we put that in your tracking system, which is going to be your dashboard, where you'll be able to log in and you'll be able to listen to those calls and make sure that you're getting quality customers contacting you directly. I always ask my clients this, though, if they want to do that, because sometimes they like to just keep their phone number there. That's totally fine, but it is up to you at that point if you do want to have us do that for you. Is that something you want or no?
It doesn't sound like a bad feature.
Okay. If you ever do want to change it back, you say like, hey, like, I don't want the call tracking number anymore, you can always let us know, and then we could always just change it back to your original number, and then we'll take that call tracking feature off for you, okay? But you'll be able to track metrics even deeper than what you're getting right now, okay? Call tracking. Okay, perfect. And then for the services that you provide, I was going to say you have the website, but you don't have the website up and running yet. I know you do carpet cleaning. You do upholstery cleaning. Are you doing, like, tile and grout and stuff like that as well?
Not yet, no.
Okay, so you're just doing carpets and upholstery?
And I do also drapes and area rugs.
Drapes, okay. Drapes, area rugs. Okay, gotcha. And you don't do any, like, mold removing or anything like that, correct?
Depends on how bad it is.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, Leo. Do you want to be found for mold removing? You want to be listed for it?
I might have to hold off on that.
Okay, no problem. Like I said, this isn't like stuff that's set in stone. If you ever want to add services or take off services, please let us know. That's what we're here for. So that way, if you want to add to your, you know, your expertise of upholstery cleaning and carpet cleaning, you want to take on tile and grout, let us know when you do that. When you want to, you know, if you're like, hey, I want to get into the mold removing a little more too, let us know. That way you can be found for more of the services when people are searching for you specifically. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Leo, is your first name correct? That's not a nickname?
No, it's actually a nickname. My real first name.
It was what? I'm sorry, you cut out.
It's pronounced Cipriano.
Okay. Can you spell that for me?
sure. C-I-P.
Mm-hmm.
R-I.
Mm-hmm.
A-N-O.
Cipriano. I like that name. You should use that name.
People butcher it.
Probably people can't really pronounce it, though, right? Is that why you go by Leo, or were you just born where everybody just called you Leo?
I was kind of born where everybody just called me Leo because you can't pronounce it.
Yeah. I would say that, too. Yeah. My first name's Charles, but everybody calls me Charlie. I mean, obviously people can pronounce Charles, but my dad always went by Charlie, so I got the same name. So when somebody calls me Charles, I'm like, huh? Who's that? Yeah. What's your last name, Leo?
Villarreal, so V as in Victor. I-L-L.
One more time. So I got is it V as in boy or V as in Victor?
V as in Victor.
Okay.
I-L-L.
Mm-hmm.
A-R-R.
Mm-hmm.
E-A-L.
So I got V-I-L-A-R-R-E-A-L.
R-R-E-A-L?
R-R-E-A-L, yes.
That's correct.
Okay. And then what's a good email address for you, Leo?
L-O.
L-E-O.
My last.
Your last name? Okay.
Yep. six@gmail.com.
I got L-E-O, your last name, and that was six@gmail.com?
Correct.
six@gmail.com. Okay. And you do just like, do you just want a 50-mile radius, or do you want to do like specific cities and zip codes that you want to be targeted in?
No, 50 miles.
50 miles, okay.
There's some small towns around here.
Yeah, and there's probably a ton of houses within your 50 miles where you can get in front of at that point, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then Iowa, you're Central Time, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. I always like to make sure. Okay. And then, Leo, I'm going to have them call you Leo as well. So here we go, Leo. Perfect. And then, Leo, with this here, with this listing here to secure it, how would you like to secure it? Are you going to use a business credit card with a Leo's Carpet Doctors? Or are you going to use a personal card to put on file? What would you like to do there?
It's going to be a business debit card.
Okay, give me one sec here. And you already have your Facebook page up and running, correct?
I haven't actually been on it in quite some time, but it's there.
Okay, that's not a problem. As long as it's there, that's good too, because then that means we don't have to build you one. We'll be able to just, you'll just be able to add us as an admin. So my tech team will walk you through that process at that point. It's very easy, and they'll just walk you through step by step on how to do that. So that way you can add us just like, for us to do those retargeting campaigns for you. Okay. And then the name on the card itself, is it just going to be Leo's Carpet Doctor, or is it going to be your first and last name?
First and last name, and then Leo's Carpet Doctor, LLC.
Okay, LLC. Okay, and then this is the next question. First and last name, your real first name, or Leo?
First name.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Okay, LLC for you. Got you there. Perfect. And then the business for the billing address is still the 112. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and then the zip code is the 51025.
That is correct.
Okay. And then the card itself that you're going to use, is it a Visa, a Master, American Express, a Discover?
MasterCard.
It's a MasterCard? Okay. And I know MasterCards start with the number 5 because I have one myself. But I am ready whenever you are for that card number.
5172.
Mm-hmm.
5932.
Mm-hmm.
5614.
Mm-hmm.
4226.
Okay. And then the expiration?
02/27.
Okay. And then you have your security code on the back?
373.
Okay. Now, let's see here. What happened? Oh, they don't like any spaces. There you go. Now, before I make any type of purchases here, Leo, what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through what's called a security question. Now, this is an added form of protection for you. We like to protect our clients, especially as being a Google Premier Channel partner. We want to make sure that we're always talking to you and that you're always talking to us. So if somebody ever calls you and says, hey, because we're a big company, if somebody ever calls you and says, hey, Leo, Local Splash here, we're talking about your account here and we want you to give us more money, and you're like, oh, okay, cool, yeah, what's my security question? And they don't answer that, that's not us. We're never going to call you and ask you for more money. You're always going to be locked in at that 249 rate. So I would advise you to hang that phone up and call our customer service, and then we can open up an investigation from there, and then we can find out who is doing that, okay? But that always protects you as our client to knowing that we're always going to be talking to you at that point. We'll always ask you that security question. So I have 3 questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, and your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
City I was born in.
Okay. City you were born in. Okay. And what's the city?
Concord.
One more time?
Concord.
Califord?
No, Concord.
Well, time? Spell it for me, please. Sorry, you're kind of cutting out a little bit.
And it's spelled C-O-N. C-O-R-D.
R-D as in dog or R-T as in Tom?
D as in dog.
D as in dog. Okay, Concord. Concord. Gotcha. Sorry. You were breaking up there, so it's hard to hear you. And then I know you said that earlier was where you were from. What made you go to Iowa? Cost of living in California? Oh.
No, my dad moved here when he got out of the Corps.
Oh, okay. Hey, thank you for your dad's service. You know, I feel like a lot of people nowadays, they don't say that. And they do a lot for this country, and I do appreciate your dad going through those sacrifices. So whatever he served in, you know, in that branch, it's greatly appreciated, I will say. Okay? I do have what's here is going to be a voice verification for you. This is going to be another added form of protection for you as well. This is going to be sent to you in writing along with the pricing for the $249 on a month-to-month basis. Okay, this is to protect you. So if inflation does go up or anything like that, that price is always locked in for you for the life of you being in service with us. So if we do higher our prices, you always are grandfathered in at that $249 price, okay? So I'm just going to walk you through this. If you have any questions here, you can ask me, and then I can clarify it for you as well, all right?
Sounds good.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Leo's Carpet Doctor.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Cipriano Villarreal.
Awesome. And then are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Right.
Okay. Leo, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash, which is us, and not another company. So that's going to be the city you were born in, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us?
I do agree.
Okay. I have a customer service number here. Do you want to write it down or do you want me to just email it to you?
If you could email it, it'd be great.
Okay. I will do that once we're done here. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
I agree.
Okay. Yeah, you already know, let us know about the other company. So your payment for initial term and account setup, which you're on that new in business term, so you do get that reduction, will be charged today, which is April 30th, in the non-refundable amount of the $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 30th in the amount of just $249. Now, this is a recurring payment. Now, Leo, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. That's the customer service number I'm going to go ahead and email to you right after this. To prevent charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree.
Okay, perfect. Now I can stop sounding like a robot. My tech team is going to reach out to you, Leo. What's a good time for them to reach out for to you tomorrow?
Tomorrow first, what you said?
Tomorrow's going to be the first. Yeah.
Yeah, it should be available all day tomorrow.
Okay. So I have an availability if you want to do it. My tech team can give you a call right at 10 a.m. and then they can get everything kind of set up for you at that point. Is that good or do you want to do it like later in the afternoon?
Are we talking 10 a.m. Central Time?
Yes, sir.
Yep, that would be perfect.
Okay. I didn't know if like if you're off tomorrow, I didn't know if you wanted to sleep in. So I don't know if you were early bird or not. Local Splash. Okay, I'm going to send you, it's what's called a Google invite. It's going to be from a Google Calendar. It's going to have you, myself, and my tech team CC'd on this. So that way you can just accept it, and then they will know that, hey, everybody has to show up to the party there at 10 a.m. Central Time. Everything went through on my end, Leo, so I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash. We're like a family here. So if you need anything, and I mean anything, like if you want to change something, add something, if you want questions about something, if you want to brainstorm more ideas, please let us know. That's what we're here for. Utilize the 877 number. We want to make sure that if you want to add those other services back on to your, you know, your pool of services that you're going to add, which like the tile and grout. Also, too, if you want to do the mold removing, you can. Just let us know so that way we can have you populating for those services as well in the areas you're looking to service. Okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. I just sent you over a couple text messages. Did you receive one? It should say your first and last name, or it should say your first name. It's not going to say Leo. And it's going to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent an invoice to the email we have on file, and then it'll say, please click here on this link to accept our terms and conditions.
On the text message?
Yeah. and the link will read my.localsplash.com/terms, and then it's going to have your phone number there. That's just going to take you to our terms and conditions page. That's the page that I just basically read off to you right now. There's going to be two checkboxes there. It's going to have receive SMSs, just in case you don't answer. You are the card authorization holder. You're going to click and type your first and last name, and then you're going to hit confirm signature. When you do that, it's going to take you to a login page where it says local splash username and password. Let me know when you get there.
We'll get there.
Okay. So it looks like that's going to be your tracking system. I don't know if they sent out your username and password yet. My tech team, oh, they did. They sent it to you in a text message. So it should have been either the first or the last one that came in. You can read it, and it'll say, local splash, welcome. Here's your credentials for your client dashboard. You can use that username and password there, and then that's going to be able to, for you to track everything. My tech team will go through that and show you where everything is at tomorrow and then how you'll be able to track your metrics on a month-to-month basis, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Leo. Well, hey, I appreciate you. I'm going to get working here on your account so I can send this over to my tech team so they can work on it. So tomorrow when we call you, we'll be ready to rock and roll. Do you have any questions for me?
No, not off the top of my head, no.
Okay. If you need to reach out to me, my number is that 877 number that's in your email with extension 203. Or if you just call that number and say, hey, can you transfer me to Charlie, they will absolutely do so as well. But you will have an account manager that will be calling you tomorrow, and then they're going to help you with getting all those metrics up and running for you. Okay?
Perfect.
All right, Leo. Well, you have a great rest of your evening, and then I'll call you tomorrow at 10 a.m., okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. No problem. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.